There really are two issues here I think you need to tease apart. One is, if you are diagnosed with a hantavirus infection and you actually have evidence of the virus, then it obviously is important to have the kind of acute medical care that you might need for someone who develops a severe pneumonia, has cardiac problems, has kidney problems, and that surely can be a big factor in saving that person's life. But I think one of the other issues that's come up here time and time again has been the fact that do asymptomatic people really play a role in any of this outbreak and move? And I think one of the things that some of us are concerned about is the apparent need to have everyone in a some kind of containment center. And I think we can monitor these people very easily at home with testing or checking their temperature twice a day, assessing any symptoms, with the idea that if there were changes, then you could quickly put a N95 respirator on them that would stop them from transmitting and get them to medical care. So I think one of the things we want to be careful here is not to be doing things just because it looks important or is good, but the fact of the matter is it will make a difference in whether the outbreak continues or the actual safety of the people who've been exposed.